If you like to know, you'll like WBBM Radio. Like to know about news and sports? Well, there's WBBM's Julian Bentley, Art Mercier, and Fahey Flynn. Keep listening. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. And once again, boy, I can promise a swell surprise and a real delightful experience today for me, and I think in so being it will also be for you, because we're going to have the opportunity of meeting a charming vocalist who has, in at least this area, the Middle West, the number one best-selling record in the country, and I presume it's going to be that way from coast to coast. Her name is Debbie Reynolds. Perhaps you know her or like her even better as Mrs. Eddie Fisher, but either way, she's a tremendous talent, both as a wife and as a performer, and we're going to have a chance to meet her. To the best of my knowledge, at least she was a few moments ago, Debbie has seated herself in the Polo Lounge of the Beverly Hills Hotel, and it is from that vantage point that she will speak to us on CBS for Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Now, before we meet Debbie, let's meet Something Smith and the Redheads. Love that little musical figure at the end. That's Something Smith and the Redheads, a thing called You Always Hurt the One You Love. Will you pick up a couple of packs of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum today, Mama? If it's convenient for you to do so when you shop, do it right then. You just put it on the shopping list, and along with the eggs and the flour and the milk and the other things you're going to buy for the family, make certain that they have the pleasant refreshment that they always achieve when they enjoy Wrigley Spearmint. 5 delicious sticks in every pack, and I know of no product in the world that can bring you so much pleasure for just a little old nickel. So whoever it was that said what this country needs is a good 5-cent cigar, didn't realize, of course, we also have a 5-cent product that's always a big treat. It's Wrigley Spearmint. You get some today. Well, let's go out now to the Polo Loggia of the famed Beverly Hills Hotel in Los Angeles, California, where our guest today is the number one record star in the country, who recorded it for Coral, and her name, of course, is Debbie Reynolds. Debbie, how are you, my dear?
Fine, how are you, Howard?
Well, it's just such a swell treat having you. I can't help but be fine. Debbie, before we go any farther, after you give Eddie your love, will you please give him mine, because he's a wonderful guy.
I will. Thank you very much.
I know that you and Eddie spent a good share of this past few summer months over in Europe, didn't you?
We did. We just got back. I've been home about 6 weeks, but he's been home about 2 so far.
Did you both work over there, Debbie?
No, I've just been loafing lately. Eddie's, he played the London Palladium over there, and then he went to Israel and did a lot of shows there, and then he did the Bob Hope show in Casablanca, and then he did another big show on the Riviera.
Uh-huh.
So he was very busy, and I was very just a tourist.
You were busy shopping in all the little couturier shops, huh?
That's right.
Debbie, was this the first trip over for both of you?
No, Eddie's been over about 4 times, but not usually this long.
Uh-huh.
And this is my second trip. My first one, really, to visit and tour. The first one I worked, and I didn't get to see anything. This time I got to see everything.
But there's nothing like back home, is there?
No, oh no. I was gone 6 weeks, and I couldn't wait to get home. Seven weeks.
You didn't have the baby with you, of course.
No, and
it
that's why it was too hard on her, and I just couldn't take her with us, water there and all.
And so you were lonesome.
Yes. Well, I was through. At 5 weeks, I was really through and ready to come home. In 7 weeks, I couldn't stand it another minute, so I came home.
I'll bet. Debbie, needless to say, I'm thrilled beyond words about your song for a couple of reasons. First of all, the industry needs a good girl vocalist up there in the top of the heap. And secondly, I think it is a good stimulant for good music, because this, to me, is a great, great song. Don't you agree?
Oh, thank you. Well, it's I like the song very much when I recorded it for the picture, and it's from the soundtrack. I really didn't make a separate record of it because I didn't think it would do anything in this age of rock and roll. And when they wanted to release it, I just said they were kind of crazy because I said it won't do anything. And my records only usually sell to my family anyway. So, I mean, why waste the trouble to make them? So they said, well, just let us try. I said, well, you can do anything you want to. I don't care. So they released it, and oh my, well.
Isn't that an amazing thing?
You never know.
Well, you know, these two men, Jay Livingston and Ray Evans, have turned out a lot of things. I have great respect for these boys and their writing level, don't you, Debbie?
Yes, they seem to know what it takes to be a commercial success as well as good music.
Yes, as I said the other day when I played it on the network, I think I've featured this record more on this network show than any other record that's ever come out because I love it so much. But they wrote Que Sera and Buttons and Bows and a number of those Academy Award winners, didn't they?
That's right. They have 2 Academy Awards, which is pretty good.
Isn't that great? This will probably be 3 for him, and the first for you. Debbie, what about your picture career? Now, I know that's also a great love of yours, because you are many faceted in the talent department as a singer and an actress and so forth.
Spoil me this morning, honestly.
Are you in picture work now?
Well, I haven't made a picture in over a year and about 4 months, actually, and I don't seem to have anything to do right now. As you have possibly heard, MGM is in a state of shake-up right now. They don't know which way they're going to go, and I'm under contract with MGM, so I'm shook up, too.
All shook up.
Yeah. Now, I can't plug his records. Now, I'm sorry. Now, don't ask me to do that.
Plug who? Eddie's?
All shook up? Eddie didn't make All Shook
Up.
Oh,
you mean I thought you
were
talking about
me,
Eddie.
Huh?
No, I thought somebody was nudging you and saying, say something about Sunshine Girl or something like that.
No,
what does Eddie say, by the way, about another member of the family stealing the thunder for at least a transitory moment?
Well, we never have that problem in our house of stealing thunder. You know,
of course not.
Whatever happens is for the best for both of us.
Sure. Debbie, I know that most of your picture work has been at the musical level. Had you ever aspired to do heavy things, dramatic things?
No, well, actually, I've never really cared to go dramatic because I don't feel that that's my line. I train for it, but I don't really like to do it. I did make a dramatic picture called A Catered Affair with Betty Davis, but that's the only one. I only feel that I would make another dramatic picture just because in this business nowadays you have to prove yourself every inch of the way.
Yes.
It seems that they can't imagine that you could do it. You know, so you have to prove it.
That's right.
It's the only reason I would do it is just to prove, but I don't really. There's so many other people that are more talented than I am in that field that I'd rather stay where I feel I'm perhaps maybe a little more talented than somebody else.
And certainly,
you know,
where you'd be more comfortable.
Yeah.
Debbie, you say that the industry out there is a little bit all shook up, in a manner of speaking. Where are we going movie-wise in this country? Television made such an important inroad that the executives out there are disturbed?
Well, not in all the studios particularly, but MGM seems to be more disturbed than possibly some of the others. Television definitely has made a big dent in motion picture industry, but it has done one very good thing, and that is to eliminate the smaller pictures, or I shouldn't say smaller, but the bad pictures.
Yes.
And they only seem to be making good. And actually, pictures are making more money than they ever made ever before in the history of motion pictures. But there are fewer of them.
Just have to be more selective and more careful.
They have to. The people won't come out to see them. They have to be really, really good.
Well, don't ever sell these people of this country short. They know a bargain when they see one,
smart.
And they can't be fooled.
That's right.
Debbie, I'm so anxious now to get to your record. It's a record, as I say, that is number one in the great Middle West, which is the heartland of the industry of music. And I know it's going to be number one all across the country. And it's to your testimony as a fine performer. So let's listen to Debbie Reynolds, her choral recording, the beautiful ballad called Tammy.
Thank you.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty owl, hooty hoos to the dove. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Does my lover feel what I feel when he comes near? My heart beats so joyfully, you'd think that he could hear. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Whippoorwill, you and I know. Tammy, Tammy, can't let him go. The breeze from the bayou keeps murmuring low. Tammy, Tammy, you love him so. When the night is warm, soft and warm, I long for his charms. I'd sing like a violin if I were in his arms. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of.
Well, I don't know, but that must sound great in the nursery when you sing it to the baby, Debbie. Because it sure sounds good to me, and I'm well beyond the infancy stage. Debbie, thank you very much for being on our show for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. I certainly appreciate it. My best luck, sincerest best wishes to you and your husband, Eddie Fisher.
Thank you, and from both of us, thanks for playing our record.
Thanks a lot, Debbie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now. That was Debbie Reynolds speaking to you from the Polo Loggia of the famed Beverly Hills Hotel out in Los Angeles, California, the home, of course, of the Fishers, and our star today, Miss Debbie Reynolds. All brought to you by Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, a product that I have a whole pack of right in my pocket, and I'm going to enjoy it after the show. I hope that you'll do the same every day. Now, this is Howard Miller from Chicago with the promise that we'll be back same time tomorrow. In the meantime, you stay refreshed, relaxed, with wholesome, pure, and delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Until then, here is the star of our show, Big Stick, Joe Foss. Joe.
Thank you, Little Stick. And join Howard tomorrow at this same time on the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM in Chicago. Serves...